This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two U.S. officials say after 20 years, the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan, the epicenter of its war to oust the Taliban and hunt down the al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. The airfield was reportedly handed over to the Afghan National Security and Defense Force in its entirety. The withdrawal is the clearest indication that the last of the 2,500 to 3,500 U.S. troops have left Afghanistan or are nearing a departure. Months ahead of President Joe Biden's promise that they would be gone by September the 11th. The U.S. will also have about 6,500 troops in Afghanistan to protect its sprawling embassy in the capital. Most NATO soldiers have already quietly exited as of this week. Search and rescue efforts continuing at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building. After a 15-hour pause for safety concerns, the collapse of the 12-story beachfront building in Surfside last Thursday killed at least 18 people, and some 145 are still unaccounted for. The rescue operations unfolded on the same day that President Joe Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and first responders. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy, the president announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have been combing through the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys representing some 60,000 victims of child abuse in what could prove to be a pivotal moment in the organization's bankruptcy case. Attorneys for the BSA filed a court papers late Thursday outlining a restructuring support agreement with attorneys representing abuse victims. The BSA sought bankruptcy protection last year, moving to halt lawsuits and create a compensation fund for men who were molested as youngsters decades ago. Prosecutors in New York Thursday issued an indictment charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year-long scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-books benefits such as cash, private school tuition, and luxury cars without reporting it to the IRS or state tax authorities as income. At the same time, the prosecutors indicted the company's 73-year-old chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on 15 charges, including grand larceny and tax fraud. Both Weisselberg and the Trump Organization have pleaded not guilty and vowed to fight the charges in court. The Justice Department is halting federal executions after a historic use of capital punishment by the Trump administration, which carried out 13 executions in 6 months. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he is imposing a moratorium on federal executions while the Justice Department conducts a review of its policies and procedures. Donald Trump's Justice Department resumed federal executions in July following a 17-year hiatus. No president in more than 120 years had overseen as many federal executions. President Biden has said he opposes the death penalty, and his team vowed that he would take action to stop its use while in office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi naming Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. The leader of the committee, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, said, "We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January the 6th. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee. Cheney, Liz Cheney, the representative on the panel, has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.